perfect and blameless life, given his sacrifice. See him there, all in the name of love, broken yet glorious, all for the sake of us. This is Jesus in his glory, King of heaven, dying for me. It is finished, he has done it. Death is beaten, heaven beckons me. Greater love no one could ever show, mercy so undeserved, freedom I should not know. All my sin, all of my hidden shame, died with him on the cross, eternity won. For me, yeah. Such a love, such a love is this for me, yeah, yeah. Such a love, such a love is this for me. We praise you, God, tonight. We are here to worship you, God. Not because we can, not because of anything inside of us that desires to worship you, God, but because you allow us to come into your presence. God, you invite us into your presence to come and sit with you, God, to worship you and to praise you with everything that we have, God. And that is what we want to offer because we see what you have done, God. God, we see how marvelous you are. We see how incredible you are, God. And we can't help it. We can't help but to see the love that you have for us.
God, we just lift up your name today. Father, we praise you because you're good. Father, we love you. Jesus, you give us everything that we need, everything we could ask for, everything our hearts desire. Father, we come to you. God, we surrender it all to you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you guys, but I love to worship. I love to come in this place and worship because God's anointing is in this place. God's anointing is among us. He's here. His presence is here and it's real. And when I worship, I feel like I'm giving. I feel like I'm giving to the Lord and I'm giving of my heart and of my time. And we're all giving of our time and our hearts right now as we come as we raise our hands, as we fall on our knees, we cry out to God. We say things like, I surrender to you, because we love him, because we want to give. But when we do this, God wants to give back to us. He gives right back. He gives us with his spirit. His spirit comes among us and he touches us. He heals us. He pulls us away from the world and he brings us into his new reality. Because he wants to give out to his people. It's like that in everything that we do. And when we give out, God gives back. When we go out and we preach the gospel to our friends or to people, we go out of our way to speak the word of God, he gives back to us. He blesses us. As we go out of our way to help people and to be servants, he blesses us back. Because he's good, because he wants to give back. But in the same way, he wants us to give of our money. He wants us to give of our money not because he needs it, because he knows that it's important and it's hard. It's hard for us to give of our money because we have to pay for food and for clothes. And if you have families and school and rent, we have all these things we have to pay for. But God knows that it's hard. He knows that it's hard, so he wants to pay back. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 says, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Everything for our enjoyment. It doesn't say everything for just our needs. It's not just what we need, but the things that we enjoy in life, the things that we love, he wants to provide. He wants to pour out. All we have to do is give out in hope. And hope that we are going to receive a blessing from God. That God wants to provide for his people. He wants to pour out for his people. Tonight, let's give. Let's give our offerings and our tithes as a sacrifice, as a worship, knowing that he's going to give back, hoping for the good things that he has for us. Father, we just praise your name tonight. God, we lift you up because you're worthy. God, we lift our voices to you in praises and prayers. Father, we need you, God. God, I pray over this offering. I pray that you will, for everybody who gives tonight, Father, that you will give back. In the way that we worship, that you give back. In the way that we give our money, that you give back. Father, we love you because you're good and you're faithful. Thank you, Father. Amen. Let's come and give tonight. Tonight there's about 1,500 young people over at Anchorage Baptist Temple.
that are going to listen to a concert and hearing the gospel, some of them for the first time. So tonight I want to pray for them. I want to lift up. Man, I tell you what, that church preaches the gospel. We love our brothers and sisters over there. We want to lift them up tonight, and we want to pray. But here's something I want to bring you tonight. The Lord is just wanting to break loose in this place, and it's shaken, but it hasn't broken loose yet. There's this verse in the Old Testament. This guy, he reaches out and he touches the ark of God, and it says that God struck out against him. And the Old King James says that God rent him in two. God just split him right down the middle. I was just thinking, what if God struck out before us instead of against us tonight? What if that same God with such passion for holiness struck out before us tonight in worship? What if he just slapped the mantle on the water and broke the seas? What if he made a way for us tonight to come up into his presence? Well, you know what? Jesus struck out before us tonight. He died on a cross, and he struck the veil of the temple and ripped it in two. And he gave us full access. Somebody say full access. So tonight, the question is not whether or not you have full access. It's whether or not you're going to take advantage of having full access. Come on, somebody. Tonight, as we continue to worship, we're going to pray and intercede for over there. And I just want you to know that God struck out before you. And he made a way tonight for you to get up in his presence. The question is, are you going to take advantage of it tonight? Spirit of God, we ask you to move in this place. God, and we ask you right now, we lift up our voices in one accord. God, and we declare salvation over Anchorage Baptist Temple, God. That those young people that are there that have not heard your gospel preached or have not responded to your gospel, God, that tonight that they would be broken in Jesus' name. God, that tonight you would rent the veil for them, God. God, that tonight you would make full access for hundreds and hundreds of young people tonight in Jesus' name. God, we're asking for full access to this city in Jesus' name. God, right now I'm praying, God, that out of this place would arise an anointing for salvation, God. God, tonight, God, tonight, we have full access. Right now, I'm going to take advantage of it. Lift your hands to him. Come on, lift your hands up. Surrender. Let's just go there. Let's go there right now. Jeremy and Brittany Tompkins. You guys want to come down front for me? I want a few leaders, and if you're called, if you feel like you want to pray for Jeremy and Brittany, we just want to pray over you and bless you and refresh your souls. Is that okay? Awesome. Praise God. If you guys don't know Jeremy and Brittany, they were part of this ministry, and they moved down to Colorado, and they are an incredible blessing. So if you want to just gather around Jeremy and Brittany, we want to pray for them. Thank you, God. God, I thank you for this man and woman of God. God, and I thank you for their marriage, and I thank you for your Spirit abiding on them and on their life. And God, right now, I'm asking that you would start to refresh them, Father God, from a hard season, from a difficult time, Lord God. God, when we go through difficult times, we don't always understand what for, God, but it builds our character. And God, right now, I'm asking that you would release a flood of refreshing over their souls in Jesus' name. Right now, God, I'm asking that there would be a release. When we go through hard season, we build up walls and we strengthen ourselves to be able to stand. And the Lord says, this is a season right now where I'm coming inside that wall and I'm just releasing a flood of my refreshing, of my grace. Come on, people of God, pray right now. I'm just loosing a new peace right now, even over your marriage right now in Jesus' name. There's a new life. There's a new intimacy in Jesus' name right now. And I'm breaking off the time that the enemy tried to steal from you. And right now, I'm declaring a season of freshness. Right now, I'm declaring a season of the river of God in your life, in your soul, in Jesus' name. You've been thinking, is this what this is about? Is this what marriage is about? Is this what it's like to live this life in God? And the Lord says, no. Lord says, no, it's not. This is not what you're to settle for. This is not what you're to look for and to look to. The Lord says, this was a season and you came through it and you passed the test. Now it's a time to sit at my feet and to rest and enjoy the grace that I've put on your life. Thank you, God.
Oh, I
Holy Spirit, we thank you tonight that you don't disappoint. God, that you meet us and you minister your life to us. God, we love you tonight. How many of you guys are thankful tonight for his ministry? That's good stuff. This Sunday at 3:00, we have Prophet Ron Duke coming to our leadership meeting, and he's going to be teaching us about prophecy and prophesying, and it's going to be amazing. We outgrew the room we were meeting in, so we're going to be meeting in the old GM room because now we have more leaders than we used to have people that came to GM. Praise God. It's a good problem to have. So you guys are all welcome to come to that. Get in a MyPod this week. Find somebody to plug into, because what happened in your life and your heart tonight, you got to talk about it. You got to process that. So get in a MyPod. Get in a family. Let somebody just love on your soul and fill you up. We love you this week. Come next week. Bring a bunch of broken, hurting friends. Amen? All right. We'll see you next week.